Thank you. su napravili tu pesmu i ona je postala broj jedan na nemačkoj hit.
Na
top listi je bila broj jedan.
Yes, and I remember I was surprised to see monks on the TV singing a song which later became more famous than the ordinary pop songs in Germany.
I sećam se da sam se iznenadio da monasi pevaju neku pesmu koja je kasnije postala još popularnija nego bilo koja druga pop pesma.
And I immediately liked it.
I odmah mi se svidio.
And feared it.
I uplašio sam se.
Yes, because I thought this is so good, but it is so different. And maybe I, who was just on a material career to become a millionaire, I would one day become a monk. And there's some little voice in me was a little afraid.
Ja sam se uplašio, sam imao neki osjećaj, ja, ovo je tako dobro, a s druge strane, mene su spremali tada da postanem milioner, da se školam i tako dalje. Imao sam neki osjećaj u sebi da ću krenuti možda tim putem i taj neki mali glas u meni se toga plašio.
So I was both attracted and afraid.
Tako da sam istovremeno bio jako privučen, a i uplašen.
No, I'm no longer afraid of the Hare Krishna.
A sad se više ne plašim Hare Krishna.
I have seen that it delivers spiritual treasures if our heart is big enough to not close ourselves to the reception of these treasures.
Jer sam vidio da ona daje duhovno blago pod uslovom da je naše srce tako otvoreno da može da želi da primi to blago.
My heart was open at that time because a very good friend whom I liked very much had just died. And singing the mantra gave me solace.
I moje srce je u tom momentu bilo otvoreno, pošto jedan od mojih prijatelja koga sam jako volao, koji je isto pevao mahamantru, je bio umro, napustio telo.
A pevanje mantra mi je dao utjehu.
A pevanje mantra mi je dao utjehu.
The mantra helped me to overcome my pain.
I mantra mi je pomogla da prevaziđem svoj bol.
Now later, when I'm a little older, I can understand that mantra is not just for overcoming pain, but it really makes a connection with God.
A sada kada sam malo stariji, shvatim da mantra nije samo namenjena tome da nam pomogne da prevazićemo bol, već da zaista ostvarimo konekciju, vezu sa samim Bogom.
So if you know the lines of this mantra, the words of this mantra, I should say, please sing along. Like Damayanti and Bengurati, who had promised to sing today with their full heart.
Tako da ako znate reći ove mahamantre, molim vas, pevajte sa nama, kao naše drage Damayanti i Bengurati koji su običali da će pevati sa punim srcem.
Ivo also, they are our chorus here. They will sing with their full heart today.
Također i Ivo. I oni su naš mali kor koji će pevati sa punim srcem.
So we will all sing like that.
Tako ćemo svi pevati kao oni.
Thank you. Krishna, Krishna, Hare.
Named Prahlad Maharaj, I said to his father, Father, you always try to fight and defeat different types of enemies.
I posle taj kralj koji se zove Hiranja Kašipu i on imao svetog sina, jednog dana prarad mu je rekao, Bože, pa ti uvijek pokušavaš da se boriš.
But you don't know that your greatest enemy is inside your uncontrolled mind.
Ti uvijek pokušavaš da se boriš protiv raznih neprijatelja, ali ne smataš da imaš najvećeg neprijatelja u sebi, a to je tvoj um.
The mind is a voice inside our head who always talks to us.
A um je taj glas unutar nas koji nam uvek priča.
It doesn't stop even when you try to go to sleep.
I on ne prestaje čak na kad idete da spavate.
In terms of dreams, it continues to influence you.
I on kroz snove nastavlja da utiče na vas.
It develops desires.
Razvije želje.
Addictions.
Vezanosti.
For instance, many people nowadays think, I can't be free and do what I want until I finish this and that project.
Kao što, na primjer, u današnje vreme mnogi ljudi razmišljaju, ne mogu da budem smiren i srećen dok ne završim ovaj projekat.
The mind is such a tyrant.
I um je takav tiranin.
And, you know, it's almost like a roommate who always talks to you, even when you want to have your own peace.
I to je kao neki cimer koji vam non-stop priča, čak i kada želite
imati... Non-stop, yes.
Čak i kada želite da imate mir.
In my childhood, I lived on an island between Germany and Denmark. And there we had there was one character on the island who we children called Fritz Monarch.
Kada sam živio u mom detinjstvu, živio sam na jednom ostrvu između Nemačke i Danske i imali smo jednog dečkića koga smo nazivali, ne mogu da pomenem,
Fritz Monarch means king.
Monarch znači kralj, monarch.
He was a professor from the university in Hamburg.
On je bio profesor na univerzitetu u Hamburgu.
Who somehow had become a beggar.
Koji je na neki način postao prosjevni.
And I remember he would always in the autumn do some criminal delict like steal a bicycle so that he would be thrown into the warm prison on the island and survive the winter.
Aha, i on je običajavao da recimo u jesen napravi neko kriminalno delo kako bi ga smestili u zatvor i kako bi prezima.
Now why do I remember today Fritz Monarch?
Zašto se danas sećam Fritza Monarcha?
Because he is a good example, was a good example of the mind.
Zato što je on jako dobar primjer za um.
Our own mind.
Naš sopstveni um.
Fritz Monarch would always talk on the street.
Fritz Monarch je uvek pričao na ulici.
You would see him walking down the street and he would talk some glupost,
Videli biste ga kako hoda ulicom i priča nekakvu glupost.
He was never silent.
Nikada nije bio tih.
He was like
Vehicle. Who
always talks?
Koji od samo priča.
In the Vedic philosophy it said the mind talks two things. I like and I don't like.
I vedskoj filozofiji se kaže da um priča uglavnom dve stvari, a to je ovo mi se sviđa, ovo mi se ne sviđa.
Sankalpa i vikalpa.
Sankalpa i vikalpa.
So, according to Vedic philosophy, freedom or true autonomy is experienced when you are free from the constant influence of the talkative mind.
I prema vedskoj filozofiji prava autonomija, prava nezavisnost se ispoljava kada ste slobodni od tog uticaja uma.
And when you can, in that silence which comes when the material mind stops talking, you can actually experience self-realization.
I u tom smiru, u toj tišini, kada um prestane jednom da priča, tek tada možete iskusiti samospoznanje.
Krishna says in the famous Bhagavad Gita, for whom, for him who has controlled the mind, and God has been reached.
I Krishna kaže, čuvenoj Bhagavad Gita, za onoga koje je pobedio um, Bog je dostižen.
Now in our spiritual university, we try to offer a program of God realization, and I want to tell you the five different steps which we teach.
И на нашем духовном университете мы пытаемся да дамо програм на кој се може достичи Бога корак по корак.
Корак по корак. You very much for this wonderful translation. We start actually by teaching how a person can live in balance in sattva yoga.
И ми почнемо од тоа што учиме луѓе како особа да живи во балансу во сатва гони.
You know, to eat the food which doesn't agitate your mind, to have relationships which make you feel comfortable and understood, to have a lifestyle which is healthy and conducive. All this is coming in the category of sattva guna.
И то што се тоа што долази у категорија сатва гуна, на пример, да јадете храна која не узнемирава ваш ум, да водите време со особама со којима се добро осеќате, со којима се осеќате да сте да вас разумеју. И трета ствар се заборавила на сме.
Yesterday I talked to a cook, a vegetarian cook, and talked with him that he should actually teach here in this Vedic center Ayurvedic recipes which help you to become healthy and and in good consciousness, you know, satisfied.
Јас сам причала со кувачом кој е сами чекува и кој се рекол да би требало овде да подучува то кување ајурведски рецепти кои кои вам помажу да бидете сретни, да бидете у доброй свесности.
This in itself is not a spiritual science.
Тоа само себе не е духовна наука.
But it helps you to calm your life and balance your life so that you can do the real spiritual things.
Ali vam pomaže da izbalansirate život, da na neki način smirite i da onda možete da se posvetite pravom drugom životu.
If you want to have peace in your life, put your house in order.
Ако хоћете да имате мир у свом животу, средите најпре вашу кућу.
Start with your writing table.
Почнете од свог писачег стола.
Or with one square meter in your living room.
Или с једним квадратним метром у вашој соби.
And you will see how by taking care that tamas and rajas is removed from your life, ignorance and chaos and depression, you know, and some nice fresh air comes into your room, you will be more peaceful.
И видите дека кога тоа урадите, неки свежи нови вазух ќе дојде, така што ќе истерате тамас и раджа, значи неку депресија, незнање и така дали.
Second step.
Други корак.
You have to find out what is your dharma.
Morate да пронајдете шта е тоа што е ваша дарма.
What is your unique purpose in this life?
Што е тоа што е единствени смисао због кога сте овде во вашиот живот?
Why have you taken birth? What is it that you have to complete in this life?
Зашто сте се родили? Што е тоа оно што морате да довршите во овој живот?
Someone who is in harmony with his dharma. Things happen automatically to his advantage.
И некој кој е у хармонија со тим задатен дарме, ствари се само од себе одвијају.
Because he is properly tuned.
Или правилно наштинован.
I want to tell you something.
Сада би треба да ми спричам една прича.
There was once an auction.
Аукција. Била една аукција.
And the whole day was auktion, and everyone went tired. And does this auktion stop?
И таа аукција трајала читав дан и веќе се сви мислеа ја кај ќе трае оваа аукција.
Finally, the person who conducted the auction, he says, 50 euros, one, two, anyone more, three, pain, you have it. You know, this this person, he took an old violin.
И конечно она особа, знаете, кога на аукцијама каже 50 евра овој објекат, 1, 2, 3, продато, он дига едно виолину.
He said that stari violin. Ladies and gentlemen, who wants to purchase this violin?
И рекле, дами и господо, ко жели да добие овој виолин?
And what are you prepared to do?
И шта сте спремни да дадете за
него? The violin was so sorry. So much dust.
Toliko puno prašine.
So one person said.
I jedna osoba je.
It was a long time later. One Nemačka.
I jedna osoba je rekla, bilo je to davno, jedna Nemačka majka.
He was also tired. He said, okay, one Nemačka majka, who wants a little small?
I ovaj aukcioner je rekao, dobro, jedna Nemačka majka, ima neko da daje više.
And one other person who didn't like the first person said, one Nemačka marka and 25.
Jedna osoba koja nije volila u prvu osobu koja je dala ponudu, rekla, jedna Nemačka marka i 25 penica.
Ok.
Penica.
One, jedan.
Dobro, jedan, dva.
Before he said, could say three, an old man came.
I pre nego što je rekao tri, pojavio se jedan starac.
He took the violin.
Uzeo violinu.
He tuned it.
Naštimo ovo naslovo na
način. And he started to play a song on the violin.
I počeo da peva, da svira jednu pesmu na violinu.
The song spoke of love and of hopes and aspiration.
I pesma govorila o ljubi, o ljubavi, o nadi.
The audience was spellbound.
Publika je bila potpuno očarana.
It was such a beautiful sound.
Bio to tako divan zvuk.
It soothed the heart.
I on je prijao srcu.
When the magic was over, the old man put the violin down and went away.
I kada je ta magija bila završena, starac je stavio violinu i otišao.
After a moment of silence, one person said,
I nakon jednog momenta onako zatišlja, jedna osoba je podala ruku i rekla 20.000. Ne, 50.000.
It's a true story, my father told it to me.
I ovo je istinita priča, moj otac mi je ispričao.
He had heard it from his father, who had heard it from his father.
A on je svoj njegov otac koji je čuo od njegovog
otac. On that evening, my dear friends, this violin went away.
I te večeri, moji dragi prijatelji, ta violina je otišla za 5 miliona nemačkih marki.
2000 and something euro.
Ili 2000 i nešto euro.
Why did people appreciate that violin all of a sudden?
I zašto su ljudi odjednom počeli da cene tu violinu?
Because it made the sound which it was supposed to make.
Zato što je ona pravila zvuk koji je trebala, koji je trebala da pravi.
By the touch of the master, this violin didn't sound any longer like a dying fish, but like a little violin.
Dodiro neko ko je potpuno ovladao tom vještinom i majstorom, ona više nije zvučala kao mrtva riba, nego kao prava stvar, prava riba.
The same thing will happen when you make yourself the sound of your dharma.
I isto će se stvar desiti kada vi napravite vaš zvuk, zvuk vaše dharma.
If by the touch of your dharma you fulfill your purpose in life, it will be wonderful.
Dodiram vaše dharme, vi ćete ispuniti vašu svrhu u životu i to će biti nešto prelepo.
Each one of us is born with a hidden treasure.
Svako od nas je rođen sa skrivenim blagom.
The two hidden treasures.
Sa ostali dva skrivena.
One is our dharma, which we have to discover, like a treasure which is hidden and which waits for us to discover.
Jedna je naša dharma koja je poput skrivenog blaga koja čeka da ga otkrijemo.
And if we do, a wonderful.
I ako to uradimo, divno.
My dear people, you can't believe, no one believes me, but do you know that I'm a very shy person?
Dragi moji ljudi, nikomu to ne vjeruje, ali da li znate da sam ja jako stidljiva osoba?
The thing which I feared most was to speak in public.
A ona stvar koju sam se najviše plašio je za ovo, to je da pričam javno.
I was prepared to hang myself on the next tree, but if I had to give a little talk for the birthday celebration of my little brother.
Nemam da se obesim na prvo drvo, ako bih samo pomislio da ću držati govor za rođendan mog malog brata.
But my spiritual master told me, no, your dharma is to speak spiritual philosophy in public.
Ali ne, moj duhovni učitelj mi je rekao, ne, tvoja dharma je da govoriš duhovnu filozofiju publici javno.
When I heard this, I thought, let me get a pistol. the most.
I onda kad sam to prvi put čuo, sam rekao, joj, ne, dajte mi pištolj da se ubijem, to ono čega sam se najviše plašao.
I feared the most.
Ja sam se toga zaista najviše plašio.
Yeah. But then I did it.
Ali kada sam to uradio,
I remember the first time I did it in the midst of the German TV.
Kad sam se prvi put kada se to desilo, bilo to u sred nemačke televizije.
My grandmother saw me speaking on the Bhagavad Gita.
I moja baka me vidjela kako govorim Bhagavad Gita.
And she saw me and said, I'm so proud of you. You speak so nicely.
I ona malo zvala telefon i rekao, tako sam ponosna na tebi, tako si divno pričao.
And I said, yes, grandma, I think I found my dharma.
A ja sam rekao, da, bako, mislim da sam našao svoj dharma.
Every one of us has a hidden treasure. Two hidden treasures.
Da, svako od nas ima dva skrivena blaga.
One is the dharma.
I jedno od njih je dharma.
And to find that there is a way to find it. I can't explain to you now because it takes 2 weeks minimum to teach this.
I postoji način da je pronađete. Sada trenutno to ne mogu da vam objasnim jer je potrebno minimum 2 nedelje što mi radimo tamo na tom univerzitetu.
Third step.
Treći korak.
After you live and balance a little bit,
nakon što zaživite u balansu, pomoć,
and know the purpose of your life,
i znate smisla vaše živote,
now you need to know who you are.
E, sad vam je potrebno da znate ko ste.
Because this atma, knowledge of the self.
I to se zove atma ili znanje o sebi.
Sudevi's husband, his name is called Atmaman, who possesses the self.
I ime našeg, u stvari muža naše Sudevi je Atmaman, onaj koji posjeduje sebe.
And I have a surprise. We are all Atmavans.
Svi smo mi Atmavans.
We all possess the self.
Svi posjedimo sebe.
What is that self?
A šta je to sebe? Sobstvo.
Yes. Yes. Another translation team. Thank you very much. It's a good translation team. So, that Atma, to make it very simple, it can mean 5 things. But I want to make it even more simpler. In its highest sense, it is our eternal self as a spiritual soul who does not know birth nor death.
U najvišem smislu, to je naša duša koja ne poznaje ni rođenje, ni smrt.
The Atman, we find out the Atman in meditation. And if you want, we can make a little experiment. Are you ready or is it too late? I will request you now to lengthen your to do a little breath work. Please exhale very, very much. This will deepen your inhale. Try to deepen your exhale. This will automatically lengthen your inhale. Really get it all out. Very deep, deep exhale, complete exhale. Become aware of your feet and relax them. Become aware of your legs up to the place where you sit. And relax them. Become aware of your torso. It's easiest to relax on exhale. Now become aware of the shoulder portion of your body. There will be a lot of tension. And relax it. Become aware of your face, the millions of little muscles. And relax all of them. Imagine your body to be like a coat. Just like you can put a coat on a hanger, you can imagine to put your body at rest on your spine. You might have to sit a little bit taller, balance a little bit. Then when you found a stable position, you can hang your body on your skeleton. Now again, return to your breath. Simply notice how you inhale and exhale. Watch your inhale and exhale. On every exhale, try to relax your body a little bit more. Like a coat which you hang on a hanger. Now I request you to turn your attention towards the area of the heart. imagine this self to be a part of God. God is eternal, full of knowledge, and never-ending joy. And the self is a part of that supreme entity. Please, for a moment, imagine yourself leaving the body, looking at your own body from the ceiling or the roof of this room. You can see your head or your shoulders from up. What is the color of your hair? What is the color of the pullover or shirt in which you are dressed? This body is your machine. Your car. Through which you go through this life. You bring this car to the garage and you sleep. And you wake up in the morning and then you do your many activities. But you are really not this car. You are not this body. You are an eternal soul. Take a few deep breaths. And just think about how you are an eternal soul. Now you please take your hands together and rub them. And put them on your eyes. And then as you slowly bring your hands away from your eyes, look into the hands and then into the room. This is a very simple meditation. It can be done in many different ways. In the third module of the third knowledge department, that is Atma, the soul, we are teaching other ways to find out the eternal self.
U tom trećem koraku koji se zove Atma, mi učimo još mnoge druge načine kako da pronađete sebe.
And then there is step four.
I onda dolazi koran četiri.
And step five.
I koran
četiri. Step four means to make contact with that, with Paramatma or the Supreme Soul in the heart.
Koran četiri znači napraviti kontakt sa Paramatmom koja prebiva u srcu, sa sobstvom.
We all have some type of contact to Paramatma in our sleep. Have you ever noticed that after deep dreamless sleep, when you wake up, you're so hopeful and so happy and so inspired?
Da li ste ikada primetili kada imate onako duboke snove ili bez snova, da onda kada se probudite osjećate se tako puni nade, poletni, radosni?
That is because you have actually made contact with the super soul, but you were unconscious, you were asleep.
To zato što ste stvarili kontakt sa tom naddušom i vi ste u stvari u stanju sna, ali ste ipak ostvarili taj kontakt.
You have entered into a state of no mind.
Ušli ste u stanje bez uma.
Bez uma means free from the constant Fritz Monat.
Znači, bez uma je slobodnije tog stalnog Fritz Monat.
You know, that old professor on that island who turned crazy.
Tog starog profesora sa ostrava koja je poluga.
You are free from the constant talk of your mind.
Slobodni ste od konstantnog brbljenja vašeg uma.
And then you can contact the Lord in the heart.
I tada možete da kontaktirate Gospoda u vašem srcu.
But you do this in an unconscious way.
Ali tada ste to uradili na jedan nesvestan način.
So on the fourth step, you learn to contact him in a conscious way.
Tako da u četvrtom koraku učite kako da isto ovo uradite, ali na svestan način.
Because only when you contact the super soul or God in the heart in a conscious way can there be an exchange.
Zato što jedino kada kontaktirate na dušu i srcu, ali sa svesnošću, može postojati razmjena.
When you are unconscious and asleep and you are before God, you could be before Tito and didn't know.
Kada ste u tom nesvesnom stanju sna, možete da budete pred samim Titom i da ne primete.
So the last step is really bhakti. Now I want to make this a little bit practical. I will end my story with something very practical, but my lecture is something practical that is a wisdom story.
I htjela bih da završimo ovo predavanje sa nečim veoma praktičnim, a to je pričom o mudrosti.
Which summarizes these five steps.
Koja u stvari pravi, sumira, znači celo, svi ovih pet koraka.
There was once this guru who had a very slow learning disciple.
Bio je jedan guru koji imao jednog učenika koji jako sporo učio se.
A situation like you will find today very often.
Situacija koja ćete danas veoma često.
Just before this guru died, he gave his disciple an envelope.
I samo malo pre nego što je taj guru umro, ostavio je svom učeniku, sorry, dao je svom učeniku kovertu.
And he said, after I'm dead, you can open it.
I rekao učeniku, nakon što umrem, možeš je otvoriti.
And the guru had died.
I kada je guru umrao, učenik je plakao i otvorio je
korit.
I tu je vidio jednu olovku.
And a letter written by his guru with that pencil.
I pismo koje njegov guru napisao upravo tom olovku.
My dear disciple of slow comprehension.
Moj dragi učeniče koji sporo razumiš.
All I wanted to teach you, I can summarize in 5 points.
Samo što sam želeo da te naučim, ovdje sam sumirao na 5 pointi.
Be like the pencil.
Budi kao olovka.
Olovka. The pencil always makes its own line.
Olovka uvek pravi sobstvenu liniju.
You should also always find your dharma.
Ti također treba uvijek da pronađeš svoj dharma.
Your unique purpose.
Unikatni smisao.
You should live your purpose and make your line like the pencil.
Treba da živiš taj svoj smisao i da napraviš liniju kao što to radi olovka.
And when you see that you have made a mistake. Immediately corrected.
Odmah ti ispravio.
Live in sattva.
Živi u sattvi.
Then I want to ask you a question.
Samo želim da postavim pitanje.
When you look at the olive cup, what is more important?
Kada pogledaš olovku, šta je važnije?
The wood or the graffiti inside?
Da drvo ili grafit u otrnje?
Of course. In the same way, when you look at yourself, I ask you the question, what is more important, your body or the soul inside?
Na isti način ja te pitam, kada pogledaš sebe, šta je važnije, tvoje tijelo ili duša unutar njega?
The soul is most important.
Duša je najvažnija.
Because it will make you alive.
Zato što će ona učiniti tvoj život.
And my last instruction to you is,
moja posljednja instrukcija za tebe je,
never forget the Supreme.
Niti te ne zaboravi Svevišnjeg.
Just like the pencil.
Kao ovako.
When the pencil writes, it doesn't write his own words.
Kada ovako piše, ono ne piše sobstvene reči.
It is led by the hand.
Nju vodi ruka.
Imagine Hermann Hesse's Olaf Kahr says, I wrote him.
Zamislite da je ovakav Hermana Hesse rekla, ja sam napisala Stepskog Vuka.
No, it was Hermann Hesse.
Ne, vidite, Hermann Hesse
je napisao. Ja sam bio iz pencil, to se, I wrote by the hand.
Ili ja sam bio ovakav da je rekla, ja sam napisala Vuka.
In the same way, you should never think that you are doing anything.
I na isti način, mi nikada ne treba da pomislite da vi bilo što radite.
You are led by the hands of God. Dobro roši.
Vi ste vođeni ovom poslu.
So, okay, so this is really the lesson of the Olavka.
I ovo je bila lekcija Olavke.
I will summarize it in 3 points.
Sad ću sumirati na 3 pointe.
Live your dharma or make your line in life.
Živite vašu dharmu ili napravite svoju liniju u životu.
Be yourself.
Budite to što jeste, da budete svoj.
As a spiritual realized person.
Kao duhovno realizovana osoba.
And never forget the hand who guides you.
I nikada ne zaboravite ruku koja vas vodi.
This is what we teach in the Vedic way.
I to je ono što mi podučavamo na vedskom putu.
And we teach also yoga and healthy eating.
I podučavamo isto jogu i zdravu ishranu.
We even teach how to sleep.
I čak podučavamo kako spavati na zdrav način.
Do you know the best way to sleep?
Da li znate najbolji način kako da spavate?
Take a compass.
Uzmite kompas.
And then you have to see that your head points ideal in the southeast direction, second is in the south direction, third is in the east direction.
Prvo je znači jugo-isto, drugo, jug i treći, isto. Gde vam je, gde se nalazi glava?
South-east, or south.
Jugo-isto ili jug.
When your head turns into the west, you will get nightmares.
A kada glavu okrenete ka zapadu, imate sigurno noćne more.
And when your head turns towards north, you will think you will die every night.
A kada vam je glava okrenete na severu, vi ćete da ste umrli svaki večer.
There are many such small things already in the world.
Postoje puno tako malih stvari u svetskom
dijelu. And we will teach them.
I mi ćemo ih učiti.
For those who don't, who are not so interested in deep spiritual philosophy, but who want to go on another path.
Za one koji nisu baš toliko zainteresovani za tu duboku filozofiju, ali koji ipak žele da krenu nekakvim putem.
I find out most people first need to bring their life a little bit in order.
Jer sam shvatio da većina ljudi zaista najpre mora da dovede svoj život pomalo u red.
So, enough philosophy. Finished for today. Now we want to see slides. We want to go on a spiritual journey. Are you ready?